Hello, you are listening to the Modern Web Podcast, where we explore next generation frameworks, standards, and techniques. I'm Tracy Lee at Lady Lee on Twitter, and you can find us online at modern-web.org. On a browser, you can't fake it. With the things that didn't style, break it. Now I gotta see a situated. On a reset, starting over. But will it work in the browser order? How about a luck with a four leaf clover? Hello there.
Hi, welcome to Modern Web Podcast. I'm Ben Lesh, and this is Shai Resnick. I have no idea why we're in bed. Why are we in bed, Shai?
Basically, you told me that you want me to go to your room, and you will do something artistic.
Right, this is artistic. So, you're a very funny guy. You did a talk here yesterday. Well, a show. You didn't do a talk. It was a show.
It was a show.
Yeah. You've been at how many Angular conferences total?
Including the non-important ones, like that I arranged.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. Maybe six or seven, something like that. I think something.
Six or seven.
Yeah.
So in. If anyone watching this has not seen Shai's talk, you should, I'm not going to say stop listening to this immediately and go watch it, but
stop. Stop what you're doing.
Yeah, come back.
If you're feeding a baby, stop and go watch it.
If you're feeding a baby,
yeah,
just drop it right there.
Drop it in place and go watch it.
That's horrible, Shai.
I know.
But, you know.
But it's not like somebody will see it, right? So it's
okay. Right, nobody's watching you. So you're a comedian, and how long have you been pursuing comedy?
Started at age 5, I think.
Yeah.
In kindergarten, and ever since then.
Were you like the class clown? Were you getting in trouble all the time?
Yeah, I was always like. Like the classroom for me was a chance to make jokes and see what's funny and what's not, and I was like got kicked out a lot, like go see the principal and stuff like that. But hey, after school and stuff, it turned out good.
Yeah, I mean jokes on them. Right now you're in bed with another man. You got
yeah.
A tattoo on your forehead.
Look at me now, my teacher from the fourth grade.
Right. So how did you, so the very first NGConf you did then, was that last year?
Yes, sir. Yeah. So the first one in 2014, I just watched the live stream, and I was so blown away by the atmosphere that you could see, like a Ward Bell going up to stage in John Papa's talk, and like with a fur coat or something like that, crazy, and Aaron Dave like with their like fun hosting, emceeing and stuff like that, and I thought to myself like it was a dream for me, because I never thought I would actually fly and even speak or even attend the conference. So that was 2014, and a year later I submitted like a talk which I thought like had 2% or 1% of getting in the...
So what was the talk that you submitted then?
And you what?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like, so you have the JavaScript Wet famous talk, a lightning talk, and it was amazing. And this was, I think, in 2012, the WET talk, the original WET talk.
Yeah.
And so I run a JavaScript meetup group in Israel. So we do monthly meetups. And one of the meetups was some developer from our community did the WET 2 talk. So we took other stuff in JavaScript that were funny, and he did it. So. He showed like lots of funny images and stuff like that, and people laugh. And then while sitting in the audience, I thought, might as well do an Angular web.
Yeah,
because we have a lot of
filter.
Yeah, we have a lot of, and being a consultant, I saw lots and lots of wet moments, which I always like took mental notes of. Okay, this could be funny. And I had like. I think, 1 hour of material for Angie Watt, but I trimmed it down. They gave me 5 minutes in the start, and I submitted 15, and they gave me 5 minutes, and I was like, 1 week before they told me that I have 5 minutes, I was, okay, I wrote Sunny, the production and lead. Wrote her, okay, 5 minutes, okay, I thought I have more, but I can do with it. So I can deal with it. So she replied me with, yeah, I verified with the team and you got a minute talk. Like, she forgot to add the five, just a minute. So I was like, okay, I will stop asking questions now.
Yeah.
Just go shorter and shorter. So.
Yeah, I will say that this most recent one that you did for this conference,
mm-hmm.
I was a little disappointed, but also extremely relieved that you didn't really pick on RX during your...
Oh, it was actually removed. I had a whole bit with you in it, like talking about RX, you and Rob, because you are the main guys who are like speaking about it,
right.
and Jeff. So it was like RxJS is observable, which are RxAS, which are basically event stream, which are observables, which are RxJS. I had it all like video, like edit already, but I did group, like a control group to see what's funny and what's not. Like, I did a test run with some friends and they didn't get it. So
you could have just literally told them real facts about RxJS and they probably still
don't get it. Yeah, but I did laugh about it in my NGNL talk. Have you seen it?
Mm.
I had a bit about... So the lecture was about DOM and smart components, and I had a bit about the whole React, Reflex, Redux, RxJS, NgRx, all the stuff with X in it, and one of the thing there was like I think about Elm or I don't know, don't remember now. Which are observables, and every time I hear about observables, and then it showed like a picture of like the Titanic thing scene when he held her, but her head explodes or something like that. So it made me laugh. but yeah, I told you about it. I still like I can watch like 15 times your lecture about it, and I still like I every time like a small bit like. Adds to okay. But actually Scott Moss now did a great job of simplifying it, and he mentioned you also, like he said if Ben Lash is here might correct me or something like that, but he actually did a good job of simplifying it. So.
Well, thank goodness, I'm glad that there's people out there.
No, but you do
it. I'm it's hard, like doing those RX talks, like I really would like to talk about more advanced things.
Yeah.
But you can't, because if you're in an audience with, you know, especially a place like here with, you know, 2,000 or 1,500 people or however many people are here, rest assured that the mass majority of them would just be like what's an observable again? Like you always have to do the basic.
Yeah, I think a good way is to actually show something other than a drag and drop. Or take
right. Well, you know, I think maybe it's like a workshop thing. Like,
yeah,
if you gave people a workshop, it might be more helpful.
I think what Scott Moss did, which was good, he took the promise and he took the promise use case and showed like side by side how to do it with observables, like that makes sense. Like, and he gave really really good examples about like how observables are like these teenage kids that do it only on the last minute, right? What you want them to do until you take their Xbox from them and then do it. He said that in terms of subscribe.
Well, you know, when designing and or working on observables, we basically always use teenage kids as inspiration for them. That's...
Yeah.
It's not creepy at all.
Yeah. creepy at all. Is it live or are you editing it?
No, we're gonna edit
it. Are you editing it?
She's probably not gonna edit this.
Okay.
Okay.
So let's continue the podcast now.
Okay. This close the whole time?
Yeah. I don't care.
I feel uncomfortable.
Oh, you feel uncomfortable? And what about that?
Okay, that's better. So, yeah. I don't know how we got from talking about RX and teenagers to hugging, but
I can see the connection.
Have you considered, so a lot of the people that do tech talks here, they'll do a tech talk and they'll do a workshop.
Mm-hmm.
Have you thought about doing a comedy workshop at all? Or has that been done?
A comedy workshop?
Yeah, yeah.
What do you mean by comedy?
There's some, I mean, this is tech, right?
Yeah.
And there's some funny folks in tech. And then there's some seriously unfunny people.
Yeah.
That I think they could use your help. Like they laugh when you're up there and you can make them laugh. So the funniness is inside of them. I just want, you know.
Yeah, I think there is a lot of funny people in. You're one of them, by the way. And Jeff and Alex and Rob and lots of funny people, and Scott also with great sense of humor, and you can see it in the talks, and you can see it in the small remarks and sarcastic remarks and stuff like that. And I think like I actually took it to I turned the crazy level up a bit, like not only the funny, I think like the unexpected stuff, because this is what I like. I like surprise and stuff like that, like stuff that you don't expect. And the whole idea behind like what I do, so I like in February I launched this website called hires.io, mm-hmm. which last year I presented it like as a school, but it was like a one pager with a MailChimp mailing list. It was a proof of concept for me, just to see if people are really liking the humor stuff, like the like teaching with crazy humor, not like with haha I get it,
right?
So I launched this website because I want to solve the problem of teaching being boring, like teaching boring stuff in a boring way.
Right.
So I thought about, okay, maybe I can do for people like me who want like fast-paced, short, funny, and you can like really simple to learn concept about Angular and web development, stuff like that. And it came from me consulting and doing workshops and integrating lots of humor into it, just naturally picking up stuff that happened, like improvising stuff, because I come from an improvisation background, so integrating it. So I definitely think that this is the best way to learn stuff, because then you remember, like, because it connects to an emotion, then you remember the topic better, or the API better, like because when you try and find like cool examples or funny names to things, it gets stuck in your head better. So so I definitely think that that more people should integrate like more surprises, more crazy stuff, more stuff that you will remember in their talks. And but then again, you have people that are not trained, I think. So even if you can give them like a tips or basic stuff to how to make it more alive, comedy, I think it's about training. So you're a funny guy, you've been doing it for a lot of time, you know what I'm talking about. I think comedians in general, they start in a very early age. You practice, you fail a lot, you give a lot of bad jokes and it fails, and like all, because this is who you are. So it's a lot of training. So you get to the funny level after a lot of failures.
I still only give bad jokes.
Oh, really?
For the most part, yeah.
So I feel sorry for you. But the one thing that I try to teach my speakers at our meetup group before, like first time speakers or speakers that I give feedback to after their talk, is one thing every speaker can do, no matter who you are, is to raise your energy level. So you should, like a rule from the performing art like improvisation and stuff that I learned is always be one level of energy above the crowd, right? So if the crowd like sitting there with their laptops or like their phones or their boring, their board or something like that, always be like up, like one level above them.
Right, like you don't want to get up there and be like, let me tell you about the controllers.
Exactly,
and Angular 2.
And 80%, I think, of the stocks I see is like this. So if you can integrate, like funny stuff, like funny images or funny references and stuff like that, it compensate on the fact that you have a low energy. But if you don't like to add like this funny images or references and stuff like that, just talk louder, just be more energetic, just be more pumped up, like you're going to hit the wall or something like that. Like it's contagious, and people will be more like concentrated on what you're talking about. And this is like one tip that I think most of the speakers should work on, and not like only on the technical stuff, because the technical stuff, there's a lot of smart people, and I always think that I'm like not in the level of most of the people here and in other conferences. Like I always think of myself as like an average developer learning from everyone. I want the other smarter people than me to do is to just raise the level of energy one notch.
Right. Yeah. That's challenging for some people. I know that. So I was talking to somebody at Netflix the other day, and they were like, "Oh, you're a funny guy, whatever." But you're especially good with deadpan humor. They said deadpan, and I was like, "I am." And then I've watched some of my talks, and I realized that like my face, like I'll say something where I'm making a joke about something, and my face doesn't move. Like I look like I'm dead serious when I say this thing. And it actually kind of, like, once I noticed that, it actually made me laugh a little bit. Yeah. Because, like, inside I'm thinking, I'm smiling right now, aren't I? Yeah, I'm definitely smiling. Everybody's watching me, and I'm smiling.
And I'm smiling, yeah. I'm totally, like, singing from the inside, but
right.
From the outside it's like, yeah. No, but I love this kind of humor, like, because... You have this sarcastic remarks and stuff like that, like your talk from Angular Connect was like that, which I like. You make me smile. Like I watch your talks with a smile on my face, so it's good. That's what I was talking, like even if you're not like out there, no one is like the same as the other one, right? Some people will be more energetic, some people will be more like calmer, but
you gotta avoid being monotone, though. That's like I have witnessed talks at even big conferences where people get up and they're, you can tell they're nervous or they're intimidated and like
but especially if it's your first time, so it's understandable. So one time, two time, doesn't matter, as long as you keep working on the stuff that matters, which is the energy or the, I don't know, the jokes, if you can integrate or being funnier or something like that. Well, be more light. So I have this, my logo of my company is Bonnie the Beaver.
What is with the beaver?
Okay, so that's what I was about to say. So the thing is, when I thought about like what I want my company to be and to be about and stuff like that, so I grew up on Ren and Stimpy.
Yeah.
And they had like in several episodes a beaver there just in the background, like just like opening up a nut and drinking it and like running off and stuff like that. So I always remembered like this character like as a random doing thing, like as a funny character not related to the plot and stuff like that. And it reminded me not to take myself seriously, which I think kills most of the fun, right? Like people get nervous before talks and stuff like that. It kills all the fun or the their actual being. Like if they will sit and talk with their friends, right, they will be like fun and outgoing, stuff like that, but the pressure kills it all. So like as a permanent thing to remind myself not to be, and soon it became like a character, and now he's my co-founder. Actually, we are signed together in the company, and so he helps me.
He's your co-founder.
He's my co-founder.
Yeah.
So he helps me in the videos. I talk with him and stuff like that. So he's actually a smart guy. So don't take yourself seriously.
You don't take yourself seriously, and that's why it was so easy to get you into this bed.
Yeah.
I mean, Jeff Cross was in here right before you. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I rubbed his shoulders. I was talking very calmly, just relax, it'll be okay. Still wouldn't climb in.
Yeah, because he takes his super seriously.
Right, Jeff. I know.
Super seriously.
I know. Grooming his beard.
Yeah. So yeah, this show was super hard to make. Like it's the hardest thing I ever did in my life, I think.
Yeah.
Not in terms of performance. Like not in terms.
How many times do you run over go through the show like dry run?
Not too many.
Really?
Yeah.
Not too. It looked really well rehearsed to me.
Not too many because of the fact that I rewrote a lot of it the morning.
That's like these conferences are like that.
Yeah.
The last conference I went to, I was prepared well in advance because it was in Switzerland and I wanted to like look around and enjoy myself.
Okay.
And everyone else just was like miserable right before their talks. They're all up till 1 a.m. like finishing up their slides and all this other stuff.
So last year with the NG Web Talk, I actually did the test run with the friends like a week before the talk, and like 2 days or 3 days before I took my flight. So when I did it, like I prepared for like 3 months gathering stuff, like writing jokes, preparing the gifts and stuff like that. But I did the test run and it wasn't funny at all. Like it was flat. Everybody, like 12 people sitting on the sofa, with a barbecue and stuff like that, and I like with a big screen, I did a presentation. And everybody looked at me like, "It's next week, right?" And I was like, "Yeah." And good luck, man. Good luck. I was like,
"Wow." Well, you know, the other challenge that you're up against is, I think with the NG Watt, you at the very least you were looking at like Angular 1 APIs, right?
Yeah.
If you're going to make fun of Angular 2, the truth be told, they like scramble and change a bunch of things right before these big conferences, right?
Yeah.
So you would almost have to do it last minute because you'd be like, oh, I'm going to make fun of this and this and this. And then, oh, well shy, sorry, we actually, Tobias refactored all that out in like one commit like 5 days ago. So
they're looking at my slide because it's Google and it's Google Slides, right. Okay, and they have access probably to my slide, so
they're spying on us.
Yeah, so so they actually they rewrote the API so my slide wouldn't be funny. No, but
this is actually a Google interrogation, by the way. This isn't a real podcast. We got what we needed, right?
What?
Oh, come back. Tell me you're joking.
I was joking.
Okay. You're joking?
I was.
Okay.
Google wouldn't let me tell you if it were anyway, so.
Okay. So it's cool.
If we hear a knock at the door, though.
A sniper from the Little America.
So yeah, Shai, it's been a real pleasure.
Thank you.
Speaking with you about your comedy routines here at the Angular conferences.
We didn't speak about the comedy routine.
We didn't.
On the NG show, we didn't speak at all.
We didn't. What do you mean, man?
I didn't tell you about like the preparation and stuff like that.
Well, that's because I scared you away.
How it felt like going up to the stage and stuff. I didn't tell you about that. So.
Yeah, okay. So that, all right. Fair. We're just gonna edit that other piece out. How did it feel?
I'm glad you're asked.
We'll go until we run out of tape. Yeah. There's actually no tape in there, so we won't run out. But.
Okay. I'm glad you asked. So, what did you want to know?
Tell me everything, Jack.
Okay. So, in the morning of the... So, actually, fun fact. I was told I'm being accepted 3 weeks before the conference started. So, it was 3 weeks of dropping everything and working on the NG show.
Right.
Okay? 40 hours of material, of lectures to go over and extract only like 7 seconds from here, 4 seconds from here.
Right.
By the 38th one, I learned that there is a 2x feature on YouTube, so you can watch them faster.
Yeah.
It was too late. So I prepared all the stuff and I did the test run with the friends, and this time I can like,
so wait, did you listen to Victor Savkin talk in 2X? Have you ever heard, like, he literally has a note on his computer that says talk slower.
Really?
He talks really fast.
Yeah, he talks
so really in 2X fast. It would be, I don't even know what that would sound like. That must be amazing.
Yeah, but so I didn't find like lots of stuff with Victor, and because he's to the point, like he's super smart and he always like talk very coherently to the like important stuff and stuff about the future and stuff like that. But he, like, all the heat is on Brad, right? Because Brad needs to be the face, like
right.
What's coming out. So he probably will take all the heat from me because he's making all the statements and doing most of the hard work of like being the face of Angular.
Yeah.
And but the thing is, because we are friends and because we know each other, and I already did like the NGWAT, and they saw I'm not a bad person, right? And don't really, like, it's a roast, right? And I only roast the one I love, right?
Right, right.
So they take it in a good way. And because I really try to make these talks an excuse to deliver like a bigger message and not like focusing on the negative and just making fun of whatever everybody else thinks, because I think, like, a stand-up comedian, like, talk about the elephant in the room, right because everybody think, like, you can hear in every conversation everybody thinking about the same thing, but nobody really goes up and speak about it, right, in a very like to the face way. So that's what I try to do, like clear it out. When you talk about something, it's like you can, it's a relief, right? You can like, okay, it's out there, and now let's deal with how can we make things better, right? This is what was the point behind of this show. And also I want to experiment with like the Daily Show format or Let's Speak Tonight with
Joe.
So, and this was super hard because it took like 4 people to coordinate all the things, like the lights, the video stream, the audio, and all the things like together. And so we did a rehearsal when you guys you went to the speakers dinner.
I'm not a speaker.
Oh, so you didn't. So all the speakers went to the speaker dinner, and I stayed because I didn't want anyone to see what I'm doing. So they locked the door. They put like guards outside the door, so I can rehearse with the people, so nobody will see what's up. So it will be a surprise, even for the organizers.
You pulled it off really well, though.
Thank you.
Really well, considering it sounds like you only had like a short amount of time to prepare and even less to practice, right?
So the rehearsal, 2 hours rehearsal the night before, I had like 30 minutes. I realized I have 30 minutes that I need to cut down to 13 minutes. So all night, I didn't sleep all night, and I just cut stuff out. I removed like super funny bits and harsh bits. like it was the nice version. What you saw was the nicest version. Okay, so I removed a lot of.
Is there gonna be like a director's cut someday?
I want to. Maybe I will do it sometime. Maybe I will save some time for the future. But I really don't know what will be next year. I hope I won't have anything to laugh about, right? So we can enjoy like the. But it's like life is not perfect, and I will be right there to pick on the not perfect.
Right. Yeah.
So yeah, that's so I'm glad it went well, and although I had like hiccups with the clicker, which ruined like three jokes, really good jokes, but it is what it is, right?
I don't think anyone noticed.
No.
No, I don't. I was
me fighting with the
right
thing. Yeah, but yeah, it went well.
How do we end this show? I don't think we can.
We can keep on going. You know what I'm going to do now?
What's that?
I'm going to set up a table. I have the crystal ball, and I'm going to put like a sign, ask me anything, with the ticker, and
right down in the main lobby?
Yeah, in the, I'm going to call it the prediction booth, and okay, I'll tell you your future.
Do you really have this?
Yeah, I have it in my bag.
I'm super excited about that, actually.
Yeah.
It's going to be good.
So this is what I'm going to do now, right after this podcast. To see if I have the abilities to predict the future with the 2.0 crystal ball. What's say about it?
I think your predictions are as good as anybody.
Yeah, probably. This is the part.
This is it, man. It's the end of the podcast.
Okay. Thank you very much for having me.
It's been a real pleasure. Thank you. Cause I can't stop winning. Take a second, used to take a while. It's Isaac with the same chrome style, and it comes in just one file. Download, knock,
thanks for listening. To find more podcasts, videos, and online conferences, check out modern-web.org or find us on Twitter at modernweb_. See you around the internet. And there's no denying when the CSS starts flying and it works on every client. Download, normalize.